Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll find out how much impact a local citizens group might end up having on the municipal election in Ocean City this November. And we'll talk with some of the cast and the crew of the indie film Ping Pong Summer. It's being shot right now in Ocean City, and it's slated to feature the talents of big stars like Susan Sarandon, as well as a local 15-year-old girl who's making her film debut. But first, you may have missed it, but this week was one in which a number of new laws took effect in the state of Maryland. One in particular has upset many folks living here on the coast. The law now states that if you want to ride a scooter or a moped in the state of Maryland, you'll need a few more things than just a cool pair of shades and a sense of adventure. Now you'll need to register your scooter, and you'll need to have insurance. And you'll need to be wearing a helmet and eye protection at all times. Seems simple enough, but many scooter riders are upset about the costs. Will this law protect the scooter riders and the scooter rental industry with a few rules that make our roads safer? Or will it actually thin out the number of scooters on the road as per these new regulations? So I sat down with Public Affairs Officer Mike Levy of the Ocean City Police Department to find out what the short and long-term impacts this new law can have in the state of Maryland.
The last week of September, the MVA got their website up and running that will allow you to take your Maryland-owned scooter and register it. Registering it and titling it are, they mean the same thing, according to the MVA. That's the system they're going with. A lot of people don't have titles for their scooters, especially if they've owned it for a few years, so MVA understands that. And there's a letter that you'll have to sign off on that says, you know, I've owned this and that kind of thing. And so that's one part of it. So you go online, you do all that. Titling fee for the first year, I think they're being very reasonable about it. There's a $20 titling fee and a $5 sticker fee. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, that's pretty reasonable. Now, if you don't do it this year, you know, October 1st of 2013, the price is going to go way up.
And what are the implications, like, to register a scooter in future years? I mean, are we looking at $100? We're looking at $75 per scooter?
Well, it depends on the value of the scooter. You know, there is a titling fee of $100 as a standard fee for a motorcycle and a car. However, there's also taxes involved, you know, the T word. So if you don't register your scooter or moped or a motor scooter this year, you know, it's going to get expensive.
Opponents of this law, and there are many here in town locally who see this as a way to either take scooters off the road or regulate scooter rental industries or just, you know, take money out of the pockets of people. Talk about why this bill went this way. Was this just because of the proliferation of scooters and there's so many on the road to at least try and, you know, monitor them or regulate them? Or was this a money grab?
I don't think it was a money grab. If it was a money grab, they would have gone right away to, to basically make this just like any other vehicle. So they would have charged you a percentage of the value of the scooter, or the motor scooter, or the moped. This is a safety issue. It's become a very big safety issue. The proliferation of scooters throughout the Maryland communities, particularly here in Ocean City, which I'll speak to directly, have really caused quite a few issues with regard to safety. And when somebody rides a scooter out here, whether it's their fault or not, and they get in a collision, the scooter operator would only be covered if they were involved in a collision that wasn't their fault. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're carrying no liability insurance whatsoever. We have investigated almost 500 accidents this year. 160 plus of them have involved motor scooters or mopeds. So, you know, and the helmet and eye protection is a no-brainer. One of the things that I think the law also is hoping to bring into line is you cannot register a moped or motor scooter without having valid insurance. That having been said, we get a lot of complaints from citizens regarding the speed that the scooters and motor scooters and mopeds travel. Legally, they're only allowed to have a 49cc engine or smaller, and they're only allowed to go 30 miles an hour. I don't think there's anybody that's been in Ocean City that rides up and down the highway in their motor vehicle that hasn't been passed by a motor scooter or moped traveling in excess of 30 miles an hour. I'm not saying that all of them are built that way. I'm saying that for a while there, we actually were trying to come up with a system that would actually try to determine the size of the engines, and there is none. You literally have to take the thing apart and, you know, measure it by hand. So that wasn't feasible. If you now own a motor scooter or a moped and you get in a collision and your insurance company gets involved and it's determined through an accident investigation that you were traveling in excess of 30 miles an hour, well, that's now an issue between you and your insurance company. Yeah. You know, it's sort of like companies that make seatbelt use mandatory for their clients. If you're, you know, I know State Farm does that, you know. If you're operating a car on a road and you're not wearing a seatbelt and you get in a crash, State Farm's going to have issue with that. So, I mean, these are all issues that are geared towards making the operation of these things safer. Notwithstanding the mandatory helmet and eye protection rules, everybody must be licensed now. So, you know, at 16, you could go get a moped scooter license, but if you were over 18, there was some question about whether or not you needed a driver's license or not. Well, now everybody that operates this must have a driver's license. Mm. The only thing that is a little different is if you live in, let's say, Delaware, which already has its own mandatory scooter, moped, motor scooter laws. If you live out of state and you're visiting Ocean City and you bring your scooter with you, the only thing you're required to have is insurance and helmet and eye protection.
Tell me about the fines that come along with breaking these laws. I know that for the registering and the titling, I had read that the MVA, in trying to get the website up, it took them a bit of time for people to actually do that, so they gave them a 30-day grace period.
The only thing we're going to enforce are the safety issues for the first 30 days, and that's what MVA has asked us to do. MVA still wants insurance, helmet, and eye protection rules and driver's licenses. You know, they want to make sure those rules are being enforced right as of October 1st. But because there was a delay in getting the website operational, you know, they've asked us to kind of give a grace period of about 30 days till the 1st of November before we start actually writing citations for that. I know the Maryland State Police have their own policy right now. They're actually not going to enforce the requirement for the stickers, titling stickers, as well as the insurance regulation. That's the Maryland State Police's decision. We believe very strongly in public safety. We started a campaign with the scooter operator businesses here in town, the rental businesses and retail sale businesses, and a public information campaign that said October 1st, this is what's coming, and you need to be ready.
As for scooter rental businesses, and we've seen them here in Ocean City essentially triple, maybe even quadruple in the past 5 years, will this law, and now that all scooters have to be registered and all, you know, companies are going to have to carry insurance for each and every one of those scooters, do you think that this is going to make it hard for some smaller scooter rental places or even some of the larger ones to survive?
We've got about 20 scooter retail rental businesses in Ocean City. Some are bigger than others. Some are more established than others. Some are very seasonally driven. I think you're going to see a reduction in the numbers. Now, a lot of this depends upon how well they do at acquiring, fleet insurance, essentially, for the rental side of the business. I've been told different things by different business operators that they are having a lot of trouble acquiring the insurance. I don't know what's driving all of that. I've been told a couple of different things. Some companies are not 100% sure because this is so new. Some companies aren't sure how to do this. Other companies just flat out don't want to insure rental scooters, so it's become a cost factor. The bottom line is, even if you're a private owner of a scooter and you go get coverage the way the law has it now that you have to have coverage, it's still economically feasible to own a scooter, you know, given they're much better on gas than a motor vehicle. However, I would say that most people are probably going to be looking at the cost of the scooter, the cost of the insurance, versus what the increase in gas prices may or may not be, and the fluctuation of those prices to say, okay, so instead of using the scooter, I'm just going to use my car now.
Right. So for a kid that's coming down here or a visitor to Ocean City in the summertime, let's say they come down, they want to spend the day riding up and down Coastal Highway on one of these rental scooters. What do they need to bring? And what do they need to prove so they can rent one of these things?
Well, anybody that rents a scooter now has to have a valid driver's license. Now, Maryland does have a moped license, which you can get at 16. But you have to have a valid driver's license. You must wear a helmet. You must wear eye protection. Doesn't matter anymore if it's a privately owned scooter or it's a rental scooter. And all operators must carry proof of insurance. If you rent a scooter from a scooter renter, they must furnish you with their proof of insurance.
And that was my question, because will everybody have to bring essentially their insurance card for their own personal vehicles, or will the fleet operators be responsible for insuring that scooter that somebody's renting?
Yeah, the way I understand it, it can work a couple of different ways. You know, if you rent a car, a lot of times to save money, the car rental business allows you to sign off, and a lot of people's personal vehicle insurance policies allow them to transfer to whatever car they're driving. I don't know if that's going to be the case with fleet policies for the scooter operators. It's hard to say. You know, and if you try to rent a scooter and you don't have transferable insurance, are they going to offer you a separate policy, much in the same way, you know, when you rent a car, you can get the insurance. The big issue that we see here in Ocean City with these machines is there are a lot of people that operate them very safely. There are a lot of people that abide by the law. There are a lot of people that are very conscientious about, you know, what's going on around them and the traffic and all that. And then there's a portion of them that aren't. And we see a lot of single vehicles. We see a lot of single scooter crashes where people misjudge turns, don't exactly know how to power in and out of a ramp that leads into a parking lot off the highway, and they lay them down and they wreck them. Some people aren't paying attention and don't realize the traffic is stopped in front of them. Other people are not stopping at red lights. So there are some genuine concerns here, but people that come down to Ocean City, we want them to come down and have a great time, be safe. You know, we want them to come back, too, and we want them to leave with all their fingers and toes. We want them to leave in one piece, and I think that this is a positive step for people that own scooters. I think it's a positive step for people that want to rent them, and I think that it's going to pay dividends later on that we don't see right now, because there is a little bit of cost involved in bringing everybody up to speed with the current rules and regulations. But later on down the road, I think it'll be much better if we continue to use them.
That was Mike Levy, the public affairs officer for the Ocean City Police Department. To learn more about the new scooter laws in Maryland, click to our website, wamucoast.org. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.